Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
The vibe at a concert depends on who you're seeing. You'll encounter very different crowds, say, at James Taylor versus, what are those guys? The Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yes. That's different people go to those.
Yeah. Someone on Reddit asked people to work out who work at concert venues and festivals to name the weirdest things fans have left behind. At number one was a prosthetic leg filled with mini liquor bottles.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
Brilliant.
A literal hollow leg.
There was a phone number on it along with "Call me if found." A glass wine bottle filled with what appears... I'm not reading that one.
Oh.
It appears someone used it to go to the bathroom.
Kind of bathroom.
An uneaten burrito tucked inside a shoe. You know what I always thought was fun with, like, you know, this is a guy thing, I think.
What could that possibly have made you think of? Go ahead.
Because guys will buy food and then put it in their pocket and just have it there until later. And I've always found that funny when someone pulls like a burrito or I had a friend who would, he would get, my friend John Curta would get in my car.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be going to a party and then he would pull out a can of soup and then a bottle opener or a can opener. He'd open it and then start eating cold soup out of the can on the drive to the party. And I used to just always go, ooh. How are you supposed to, like, water down clam chowder? But he loved it.
If it was condensed soup, then definitely that's more of a...
Oh, Andrew, you know, you didn't want to wait for me. We'll eat on the drive. Anyway, guys are gross,
cold
is my point. Yeah,
clam chowder in your car.
Dentures.
Oh.
A 4-foot paper mache sculpture in the shape of a man area.
Oh.
4 foot.
Is that like at a Tenacious D show or something?
I don't know what. A small bottle of breath freshener that turned out to be LSD.
Oh. That's a lot of LSD.
Yeah.
People do that now, though. There's like a whole dropper thing going on where, you know, it used to just be like blotter acid. And now I'm like, oh my God, that was a big squirt you took there. See you
later.
How
do you know about it?
How do I know about it?
You never did LSD.
I didn't, but I know lots of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends of yours that are into it.
You know them.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I never did more than the one piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that was 12 hours too long.
Yeah.
Like an hour of this is right. Good.
I wonder if it's just like really diluted because they were full droppering.
I don't know.
The night, in my opinion, was just about over. I was like, that seems like a ill-timed adventure beginning. This way to Burning Man.
Yeah, that is a long night.
Oh, I know.
A long thing. That is like taking that late in the evening. That is a long.
Yeah.
That's going to be an ugly morning.
Paisley colored dreams, oof. I guess. I don't know. The walls are breathing all night long.
What?
Wake up! Thank you! With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.